el equipo de aquí de Ibero 90.9. El día de hoy les traigo una entrevista que le hicimos a Anthony Martínez, quien es Music Content Director de Rocksmith Plus, que es este juego que ya tiene varios años en el mercado, que es un título que te enseña a tocar tanto guitarra como bajo, pero de una manera divertida, que es en un videojuego donde te ponen ciertos niveles, donde se va basando mucho en la experiencia y en la habilidad que tú tengas para adaptarse y que vayas haciendo y pasando niveles conforme tú vayas mejorando con este título. Así que, pues sin más, vamos a escuchar esta entrevista. First of all, thank you very much, Anthony, for your time and also for being here to answer some questions about Rocksmith Plus. The first one is, why did you decide to retake this title and upgrade with the new technologies?
Yeah, sure. Well, Carmen, it's really nice to meet you, and thank you for taking the time as well. So we had supported Rocksmith 2014 for nearly 7 years. And we were extremely grateful for the support that we had from our community. And it was a privilege to be able to release DLC on a weekly basis to feature new songs and music content. But the more we did that, the more we understood that the foundation of that software itself made it difficult to offer many more robust updates, like new features, other educational tools that we felt would offer great value to our players, especially from an educational standpoint. So we looked forward to starting fresh and developing a new foundation from the ground up, which is Rocksmith Plus. And we wanted it to be something on which we could build more tools, offer more features, and release larger volumes of songs on a regular basis. So it was really to support a better player experience.
You mentioned a fusion of learn and play that is an hybrid of both worlds. And my next question is about the new preferences that we will see in comparative with the last title.
Sure, that's a great question. I think first it starts with the song library. And I remember when I first started playing music as a guitarist and bassist back in the eighth grade, the thing that compelled me to learn was just songs. I was interested in learning the music that I listened to and that my friends introduced to me. And so what Rocksmith Plus introduces first and foremost is a more robust song library that spans a variety of genres. So with the initial titles, we focus more heavily on classic rock, the different eras of rock, and different almost subgenres, if you will. And we slowly but surely expanded the genre offerings as we supported Rocksmith 2014. But with Rocksmith Plus, right out the gate, we're offering more regional music. We're representing different cultures, different languages of performance, things that we've always wanted to feature. And so that's, first and foremost, it's broadening the song library. In terms of supporting education and just a fun, encouraging user experience, we have adaptive difficulty, which is this technology that automatically generates levels based on a player's skill set. And it's amazing. It's a step in a new direction. The previous iteration of this technology focused on something that was more of a song-by-song basis. And this new system tracks a player's skills across all songs. And it's one of those things where if a player understands how to perform a certain chord, you're going to see that chord more regularly across any song that you play. And the system also encourages the player to sort of reach beyond their comfort level and what they know, and offer new skills and new chords, new techniques. And if it senses that you as a player are struggling, it'll dial back the difficulty accordingly, so that, the player is always encouraged to try new things, but also supported in a meaningful way.
It's a funny way to learn, and I am also a musician, not a professional one, but I remember when I start to play the guitar, I start with some lessons, then a particular professor, and basically I learn with the traditional methods. So with this context, how can you define this game? It's just a game for people that want to start learning, or the complement for your lessons?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it could be both. I think first and foremost, it's a fun and encouraging way to practice music. And it offers really great support too for players of all levels. And just going back to my own experience as a musician, I remember not really knowing where to start. And I remember how difficult it was to even tune my instrument and how kind of scary it was to just adjust the tuning peg, worried that I would break the string. And for that, I just conducted a lot of trial and error. Luckily, I had some friends who were taking lessons and would pass on what they knew, but everyone had a different approach to learning and teaching. So I didn't know what the best method was. And I do wish that I had something like Rocksmith Plus that offered that sort of guidance and had those visuals, especially from a beginner standpoint. And in addition to just being able to support different beginner experiences, I think that we offer a lot of great content for intermediate and advanced players too, through the transcriptions that we have for players who are interested in learning note for note those guitar and bass parts that were recorded in these famous songs. And you know, for more advanced players, we also have tools like Riff Repeater that allow you to loop specific passages. And you may have played that during the test. But it's those tools that more advanced players can use to really dive into certain musical passages and get more out of a song.
That's awesome, because it don't matter the level you can have fun with this game. And also I'm grateful with the new technologies and the new upgrades, because now you can use your interface or your smartphone to capture the sound of your instrument and play. That's really helpful to the user. My last question is about music. Here in Ibero 90.9, it's mostly a musical radio station, so we play so many songs and different genres. So can you tell us your favorite song that is also in the catalog of the game?
Well, that's a great question. So I kind of go back and forth because we have so many songs, and it's almost like I cycle through favorites. And it happens through musical discovery as well. I guess one song that's near and dear to my heart is Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, because it's one that I had actually transcribed for Rocksmith years ago. And that offered such a meaningful experience to me as a musician who just entered the gaming industry and learning about this job opportunity. It was a dream situation for me. And so it was pretty early on in my Ubisoft career, and I remember note tracking, transcribing that song, and discovering like how the artists actually played it. And so it was really cool to be able to connect with artists on that level. You know, it's like you're tapping into their minds when you're researching the techniques and the positions that they use. So that's one song. Another one that I discovered recently that I absolutely love is by Natalia Lafourcade. It's Hasta la Raíz. And it's such a beautiful song. I had never heard it before. And you know, working on this project and working with teams that supervise such a large library has allowed me the opportunity to just explore and listen to all sorts of music. And that's one song that really stood out to me, and one artist that wasn't on my radar previously, who I absolutely adore. So I think those are the two standout songs for me right now.
I like that song too, but I think this time we're going to listen Hasta la Raíz de Natalia Lafourcade. Thank you very much, Anthony, and I want to invite people to play this game. Don't have any restrictions to prove yourself and start playing bass or guitar in a funny way.
Oh, thank you so much for your time and sharing your experience as well. I really appreciate that.
Y estas fueron las palabras que nos compartió Anthony al respecto. A grandes rasgos, la primera pregunta fue de por qué decidieron retomar este título y adaptarlo a las nuevas tecnologías y con nuevas herramientas. Y pues bueno, él comentaba que tuvieron en realidad mucho apoyo de la comunidad con la versión del 2014, que incluso con los DLC para agregar nuevas canciones, nuevo contenido, pero que llegó un punto en el que entendieron que los fundamentos de este título comenzaban a ser difícil las actualizaciones, por lo que pues buscaban empezar desde cero, más frescos con el Rocksmith Plus, para agregar nuevas herramientas y canciones todavía más largas para mejorar la experiencia al jugador. También platicamos un poco a partir de las diferencias que habían con el título anterior y este pues renovado y mejorado, y nos comentaba que una de las más importantes es la librería de las canciones, y que recuerda que cuando comenzó a tocar guitarra y bajo, lo que le llamaba la atención eran las canciones que iba a tocar, y que pues bueno, un amigo le ayudó en este aspecto, y que en los primeros títulos tenían las primeras eras del rock, y que poco a poco la fueron expandiendo, y ahora en Rocksmith Plus tienen música nueva en diferentes idiomas, y en términos también de soporte educacional, encontraron un área de oportunidad muy grande que era la tecnología, donde automáticamente se adaptaba a las habilidades del jugador, y que pues con este nuevo sistema es uno de los más novedosos y más destacados que tienen, donde pues se va actualizando dependiendo del progreso de cada jugador, entonces lo hace mucho más sencillo porque vas progresando y se va adaptando el juego a ti y a tu progreso. Yo le pregunté que si este era más bien un juego para aquellos que querían aprender o por si aquellos ya más pros querían como entrarle y divertirse, y básicamente lo que él nos dijo es que eran dos cosas de ambos mundos, que tanto los principiantes tenían estas herramientas de aprendizaje como los profesionales pues también tenían otras áreas para seguir pues divirtiéndose y desenvolviendo sus capacidades. Finalmente le pregunté sobre una de sus canciones favoritas que estuviera dentro del catálogo, y fue muy nostálgica la respuesta que él nos dio, porque él nos dio dos canciones. Una era la de Should I Stay or Should I Go de The Clash, que fue, digamos, esta primera canción que él hizo la transcripción para el videojuego, y fue este acercamiento que le permitió a él como músico pues entrar en el mundo de los videojuegos, así que esta es una de las canciones a las que les tiene más cariño, porque también involucrarse con el artista para los tappings y estudiar todo y saber cómo hacerlo, pues es algo a lo que le tiene mucho cariño. Y también que conoció ahí la canción de Natalia Lafourcade de Hasta la Raíz, donde pues no conocía la canción, pero que se le hace una canción muy bonita. Así que pues bueno, aquí tienen un poco de lo que platicamos con Anthony, y qué padre que también existan videojuegos que no solo nos permitan entretenernos, sino que también nos dejen un conocimiento. Así que sin más, yo me despido el día de hoy y los dejo con esta canción de Natalia Lafourcade, que es una de las que Anthony le tienen cariño y que le gustan muchísimo. Así que escuchemos.